Welcome to Life So Far. I'm Rich Bryant and I sit down with everyday people from all different backgrounds to hear the wisdom and stories from their life so far. Thank you so much for stopping by and I really hope you enjoy this next conversation.
Danny, thanks so much for chatting.
It's my pleasure.
Let's get straight into it. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best advice was probably to always try and keep fun in my marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you unpack that a little bit more? So what does that look like?
Well, we've been married for 18 years and I think that we still, after 18 years, laugh and joke and make fun of each other. And that has actually come through our kids now too in how they relate with us as well. But I just think like fun and laughter helps to keep your relationship strong.
Yeah.
And there's just more of a togetherness. If you're not having fun in life, then you don't want to do stuff. Like, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And that's kind of – I think that's, you know, if you look back at that sort of dating period, this is speaking from my own marriage, that it all kind of usually starts with having fun, laughter. That's how you sort of get to know each other and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. Why not keep that? It's important to keep that going.
Yeah.
For sure. How long have you been married now for now then?
So it was 18 years in November. So yeah, we're coming up to 19 years this year.
Congratulations.
Thanks, yeah. I'm pretty proud of us and I think it's a pretty great achievement these days because a lot of marriages don't always make it that far these days. So, I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, very cool. What has been your greatest struggle?
So my greatest struggle has led into lots of other little, like not little struggles. They're big struggles too. But as a child, I was actually abused, by my dad.
Okay.
And so because of that, that's a pretty big issue in itself. But I was really blessed. Like my mum was actually really amazing and really supportive through it all, which I think really helped with the struggles. But, yeah, because of that, so many things come from that. So I have had my whole life and I've probably gotten better as in the last 10 years or so, but I've really struggled with self-worth.
Okay.
And I think that stems from that because as a child when you feel like your own dad doesn't value you enough, then that really builds into that. It's something that's carried through in so many different areas that I probably couldn't have even realized, or things that you progress and you think you're doing pretty well and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, actually, I'm not okay in this area where I hadn't even
clicked sort of
realized before. Yeah.
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 So it's come through in so many different things that along the way that, it's affected my marriage, it's affected how I parent, it's affected for a long time just trusting people and particularly when I was younger, trusting males. But God's been very good through that too. Like I know that I wouldn't be anywhere without God because I know that God's got me through.
Yeah, he's helped you through it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Have you had strategies and things like that you've had to kind of employ in some of those aspects? Like have you talked to different people, this sort of thing, in order to help those sort of things?
Yeah, I've seen lots of different counsellors over the years that have sort of helped, with different aspects, probably the things that I'm going through at that time.
Right.
I think I've been really blessed with a very patient and loving husband. There's been a lot of times where it would be pretty unfair to him at times when, you know, things come up and he just has to deal with all my emotions and having to cope with that. But I definitely, there's been lots of times I've looked back and thought, I could not have done this without him.
Mm.
So I'm pretty blessed and grateful for that. And my family, like my mum and my stepdad and everyone, I've just been really blessed with family and things that I just have loved and supported me through that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears again then. What has been your happiest moment?
My happiest moment? I think it's pretty easy to go, you know, the day you get married and the birth of your children. But I have we've had some pretty great holidays as a family. Like we do value our holidays and we had an opportunity a few years ago where we got to take our kids to America.
All right.
And to Hawaii.
Oh, the dream.
So we had like a 10-day kind of, so we did like Disneyland and California Adventure Park and
that would be amazing.
Hawaii, yeah. And that, it was just such, yeah, it was a huge blessing. But just, yeah, the time with our kids, like our kids just loved it. And like they were probably great ages at the time to be able to, like, you know, really enjoy it. Yeah. And yeah.
And still have those memories as well.
And they still look back. Like, I remember when we kind of surprised them with how we were going to go. Like, we made these backpacks up for them and we had put these like signs inside for them. And we put it in front of them. We were like, okay, close your eyes and 1, 2, 3, open. And they picked it up and they looked at it and they thought we were weird. And then we're like, open it up and have a look. And then they started to read the signs. And then you could see their faces just like light up with excitement.
As it like clicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. And because we left it to like, oh, maybe 3 months before we were going to go.
Right.
So we left it sort of close-ish so that it wasn't too big of a gap. But, yeah, that was pretty exciting.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And it happened to be when we were going, happened to be my birthday. I got to spend my actual birthday at Disneyland. And I had they made me wear this big birthday badge all around the park. And we went into this shop and Goofy gave me a birthday phone call.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Yeah, so it was pretty memorable. And yeah, I never thought that we'd get to do that with our kids. So it was, yeah, pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Which Disneyland is that? Is that in California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Disneyland's California and I think Disney World is Florida.
Yeah. That's the – Disney World's like the crazy massive one, isn't it? They're all pretty big.
I think they're all pretty big.
Yeah.
But Disneyland has like the two different – so it's got – Disneyland and then literally across the path there's California Adventure Park which has
more stuff again
they're amazing.
I've watched we got one of those over Christmas, the free trial of Disney Plus I think it is, and there's it's awesome actually. It's called the Imagineers.
Okay.
So the Imagineers are like this team that Walt Disney put together, and so they're the ones that kind of came up with the parks. They do all the rides and everything like that, and it's this group of creatives essentially, then they come up with all the stuff, and so it follows them building all the Disney worlds or Disneyland, whatever they're called, all the different parks. I'd never been to any of them. It blew me away how massive they are.
I know, and like they're like, it's nothing like we have here.
Mm.
Like here we have rides and they're great rides, but it's like we walked into Cars Land and it felt like we were in the movie.
Yeah,
you're walking down the street and you've got all the, you know, the Cozy Cone Motel and everything is in like life size you know.
It's incredible. And hey?
Like, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, how do you build such a thing? It's just amazing. Yeah.
It's so cool though.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance, you should watch that Imagineers.
Yeah. I have to have a look at that.
Because now that you've been there as well, I reckon it would have more of an impact on you than it did on me.
You probably look at it through a different kind of lens, I suppose, and go, oh, remember when we went there? And,
yeah. And you go, this is how they actually built it. It was really fascinating. Yeah, that's really cool. How do you want to be remembered, or what legacy do you want to leave?
Pretty simply, I want to be remembered as being kind and generous.
Mm.
I just think generosity is such a important thing, and it's not always common in our society, I think. Really important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's funny, as I've been talking to different people, kindness and generosity is a common theme that people say they want to be remembered by.
Yeah.
And I was reflecting the other day going, well, I wonder why that is, because, you know, it's this similar thing for me as well. Like when I ask that question, kind of part of me expects some people to go, I want to be remembered as the greatest athlete or the greatest sports person or something.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you actually asked somebody who could, like, a potential, I don't know, world number one tennis player, I wonder if you actually asked them deep down if they would say similar things as well, like that.
Yeah. I wonder how many people would actually say, I want to be remembered by, being powerful in my job or things like that, or if it is as simple as actually the type of person that you actually are.
Mm. So is that, having that in mind, this kind of, because the reason I ask that is I think it's so important that we kind of do think through that, because then that can inform our actions and our decisions. And I think especially for, I've chatted to a couple of 18, 19-year-olds and they're like, I've never, ever thought about this. And it's something that you think, oh, I don't need to think about that.
Mm.
But it's, I think if we can start to get an idea of it, then you can go, well, how am I actually living that out? So when you say you want to be kind, is that something that you kind of, is it automatically you do that, or do you have like strategies or something in place where you go, all right, how can I be kind today?
Yeah. I think it is more naturally built in me, but there's definitely times that I look back and think I was not very kind then. It's probably usually when I'm like that, that probably usually happens to my family. 'Cause I think, they're the people that are closest to you are always the ones that probably get the worst of you at times.
Yeah.
So there's definitely times that I've kind of thought, I'm not proud of that. But probably, kindness is probably something that is a little bit more natural for me.
Mm.
And probably generosity probably too. I am naturally a doer.
Okay.
I was talking about this with someone yesterday. That I'm not good with communication. Everyone who knows me knows that I'm the worst at replying to texts and things like that. One of my friends has started replying with, when she hasn't heard from me for a bit, she's like, remember me? So I'm not the best at like communication, but I am a doer. So if I see that there's a need and I know that I'm capable to do it, or if, someone's struggling and if I can make them a meal, if I can, give them some of my time to help them do something, I'm definitely that kind of person. Like that, yeah, I see that, and that's, I don't know, I just want to help.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be to my own detriment when I just probably are doing things for everybody else and then I don't think about my own needs.
Yeah.
Sometimes. But I don't know, sometimes I think that as much as you have to look after yourself, I would rather be think of it other people than myself anyway.
Yeah, I think sometimes we can get too caught up. It's kind of a bit of a movement you see around at the moment, this whole idea of like self-care,
yeah,
which is important, but you can get to the point where all you care about is yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah, I've seen that with, I can't do anything because I'm self-caring. Like, that's great, but there's still a world out there, you know?
Yeah.
And also maybe part of your self-care is actually, I know personally for me, the times where I'm feeling, you know, down or sad about something, it's been when I've actually gone and helped somebody or done something.
Yeah.
It helps them, but it also helps me just as much.
It definitely helps. Like, I just feel so much better, you know, and it's not about getting the praise or anything like that, but I feel better in myself when I've actually done something for someone else. For sure. And I just think it's really important to, especially as a mum, and now that, like, I have three kids and they're all in high school now. And we've always tried to live our lives as an example. So, because I just think that speaks volumes rather than preaching to my children all the time about, you know, which they still need to hear that stuff too. But if I don't live what I say, then what kind of message is that,
yeah,
you know, giving them?
Yeah, living by example kind of thing.
Yeah, and so I don't like to always tell them about, you know, the things that I'm doing, but every now and again they'll, because I don't think we're meant to do those things to brag about it either.
Yeah.
You're meant to do it with just a generous heart.
Definitely.
But I appreciate sometimes when, especially my youngest son, especially, he often will kind of go, "Oh, that was really nice of you, Mum." Like,
oh, wow.
when he sees me do something, like, and I can see him choose to do things like that because he's watched us,
yes,
do those kind of things. And yeah, I want my children to be generous, you know, generous people. That's what I want for them as well. So if I don't do it,
yeah,
and they can't just see that with us, then yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Last question, what piece of advice what piece of advice would you give to people listening or watching?
There's so much advice you could give to people, but the thing when I was trying to think about this, I believe that it's important to always assume that someone's going – that someone is doing something with the best intentions.
Yep.
Don't always just look for the bad, just look for the good. So if someone does something and maybe it hurt or, you know, it wasn't very nice, try and find the good in that.
Mm.
Because rather than taking offense to everything, if we can just choose to see things from like a positive perspective, then like – we can move on without carrying all baggage and,
yeah,
you know, negativity, and it's just a better way to live. So, you know, when Justin does things that I know, like that's something we've talked about in our marriage, that if we both choose to just believe that they didn't do that thing to hurt us, it just, and we may, I might have been hurt in that, but if I choose to see that he didn't choose it to be that way, it may have happened that way, but I think we're more forgiving of one another.
Yeah, I really like that. I think it's so important. Hey, there's been, I know for me personally, I'm much better at it now, but I was pretty bad at like holding a grudge, or someone says a comment that I would stew on that for months sometimes, like the smallest comment. And there were a couple of times where a friend, or, you know, Danny, my wife, she said, just go and talk to that person, you know, say to them, hey, you said this and it made me feel bad. Me totally expecting that they would be like, yeah, but you did this, and we'd get into like an argument. I think almost 100% of the time they would go, oh man, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it like that at all, like,
yeah,
And obviously there are times, as you say, where people unfortunately will say something or try to hurt us.
Yeah.
But I think like for 90% of the world, we're not that vengeful.
Yeah.
Like we don't intentionally, things come out and we say things. And so I think that's, I really like what you said about marriage. Like that's, it's really important, I think. And it's something that I think Denny and I should talk about, even though we don't really fight that often.
But yeah, which we don't really fight very often either, but.
It's those kind of seeing it through that lens.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah. And so, yeah, sometimes Justin will make a decision for our family and I might not agree with it, but I have to sometimes remind myself that he's doing it for the, like he chose that for the good of our family and for the good of me. It's he, and yeah, I have to remind myself, he puts us before himself all the time.
Yeah.
And so he wouldn't have chose that lightly. And yeah.
And I think it's something like that philosophy can be applied to so many aspects. Like I was just thinking then about even like, which it's the worst place on earth, but it's the YouTube comment section on a video where it's just arguments. Like so often I've seen, especially if I've watched something politically or political or something, there's always these polarizing views. And I've had to remind myself a bunch of times and be like, these people believe what they believe.
Yeah.
And they think they're coming at it from a good point of view and they're correct.
Yeah.
The other people are coming at it from what they think is correct. Maybe we can both, like, if we both actually saw that, we would probably meet in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think that's really great advice.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. On that note, thanks so much for sharing.
No worries.
It's been actually real fun talking to you. I don't think we've ever really chatted before.
No, not really.
And thanks so much for being vulnerable about sharing some of those past experience and things like that.
Yeah, no worries.
And for everybody listening or watching, thanks so much for listening and hope you got some value out of it and we'll see you in the next video. Thanks, everybody.
No worries. Thanks.
I really hope you enjoyed that last conversation. If you're watching on YouTube or listening on Spotify, it would mean the absolute world if you like and subscribed or left a positive comment. I know you've heard this all before, but these things really do help the channel grow. Thank you so much for your support, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you.